Critics roast Biden for declaring the pandemic over, all emergency powers should be voided. By Hannah Blow on September 19, 2022. Critics roasted President Biden after the commander-in-chief declared the Chinese coronavirus pandemic over, contending that, if it is true, then emergency powers should be voided and all vaccine mandates should be lifted moving forward. During an interview with 60 Minutes on Sunday, Biden stated that the pandemic is over. "We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it. But the pandemic is over," Biden said. "If you notice, no one's wearing masks. Everybody seems to be in pretty good shape. And so I think it's changing. And I think this is a perfect example of it," Biden added. However, critics were quick to point to the discrepancies in Biden's statement, as some are still subject to vaccine mandates and emergency powers are still intact. "If the pandemic is over as Biden says, then all of the president's emergency powers predicated on a pandemic, all COVID vax mandates, the emergency powers of every governor, emergency use authorizations, and the PREP Act should all be voided tomorrow," Representative Thomas Massie, RKY, stated on social media following Biden's remark. "Since the pandemic is now over, Biden must immediately cease his draconian mask and vaccine mandates for Americans," Representative Andy Biggs, R-Oz, said, echoing the same sentiment. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, noted that Biden's declaration throws a wrench in his plan to force taxpayers to forgive student loan debt. "Biden admitted last night that the COVID pandemic is over. In other words, there is no ongoing emergency to justify his proposal for student loan handouts," she said. Biden now says the pandemic is over as he's kicking tens of thousands of healthy soldiers out of the military with his COVID vaccine mandate, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo observed. "These soldiers should be reinstated immediately," he added. "Joe Biden should get the Nobel Prize for single-handedly ending the COVID-19 pandemic just before the midterms, especially when his administration had predicted 100 million new cases this fall," former Trump adviser Jason Miller exclaimed as others piled on, noting the convenient timing of Biden making this declaration right ahead of the midterms. It remains unclear why Biden opted to make this declaration this month, particularly after continuing to use emergency powers related to the pandemic to check off our left agenda items, including forgiving student loan debt. All the while, White House medical adviser Anthony Fauci has warned the U.S. will likely see a surge of coronavirus cases in the fall. However, World Health Organization, WHO, Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus struck an optimistic chord last week, stating that the end is in sight when it comes to the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Americans, however, have continued to revert to a state of pre-pandemic normalcy for the past year and more, despite the left's attempts to keep people locked down and masked up for months on end. And while federal health officials long pointed to vaccines as the way out of the pandemic, it is now common knowledge that vaccines do not prevent the virus, nor the transmission of it, two false claims President Biden made last year, spreading blatant vaccine misinformation. Nevertheless, as Biden attempted to force the vaccine on millions of Americans using the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, he learned the hard way as the Supreme Court struck down the bulk of the rule. The quadruple vaccinated president later went on to contract the virus.